It's Kyle coming to you from my mother's car, really. We're actually going to turn it in because the loan is like upside down on it. And we can do this voluntary repossession thing. And bank can figure that out, and the dealership, they can figure out why it is they charged her double the value of this car, you know. Pretty ridiculous. I gotta say, I'm pretty bummed out with those people over that, but I'm trying not to have negative feelings. But yeah, if you got old folks, man, watch them, because there are people out there waiting to rip them off. So I'm waiting until this is all finished with and all that, and then I will say the name of the dealership, because, you know, they still could interfere with things and make things difficult, so it's not worth doing it yet. All right, but I definitely am going to spread the word on this place, no doubt. All right, what's good? What's going on good with me? Yeah, I mean, it's been a busy weekend, man. Friday night we had the varsity, the all city varsity event for swim, and yeah, I mean, the time wasn't up where Audrey would have liked it, but you know, she did make it to the finals the next day, which is awesome. And again, the time just wasn't really an improvement at all. She's actually swam it faster before. So it's kind of a bummer, but you know, the funny thing about the finals on Saturday was I got up at 5:30 a.m. Saturday because we had to be to a volleyball tournament pretty far away in another town outside of Kansas City, and all day event, man. I mean, from the get-go, we had to be there at 7:30 and had stuff to do too. I had to load up a coffee table, old coffee table we sold, and the person was going to meet us in this town where we were going to be anyway. So I had that going on. And then, yeah, but they were kicking ass in volleyball, man. I mean, they were just destroying these other teams. And when we left, because I had to go with my daughter to run her real quick over to swim that finals. And then run back up there to finish up the volleyball tournament. But they were undefeated, man, when we left. They lost one set while we were gone to this team, and that same team ultimately beat us in the final championships, which sucked. Because really, I mean, we were a better team. There's no doubt about it. Overall, all the elements of our team are superior. But, you know, sometimes how that stuff happens. A mistake happens, and then it gets in people's heads, and then it all just kind of collapses. That's kind of what happened. I mean, I love these girls, man. They're great athletes, and they're good kids, but they've got to figure out how to not let that stuff get in their head if they want to be successful. So, what are you going to do? I mean, we got second place. I know, second place is first place for losers, but... We love that phrase, by the way, because it used to be on a show called American Housewife, and the kids thought that was hilarious because there was a girl in there, a young girl. And by the way, when I refer to my daughter's volleyball team, I should say young women. That's not nice to say young girls. But this was a little girl in this TV show, and she used to say that. Second place is first place for losers. And my kids, we always laughed at that when we heard it. But, yeah, it didn't go the way we wanted, but it still was an action-packed day. And the cool thing is, at the end of the day, we got back and everything. My son had some friends over there playing some D&D, kind of hanging out. And my daughter went to go do something with a friend of hers, and they went did a little shopping or whatever. And my lovely wife and I went over to Bully's, man, and hung out and with her sister and her brother-in-law and her buddy Jake. And we just all hung out, man, and enjoyed ourselves, listened to some music, and just talked. And it was a good time. So I'm exhausted. I went to bed way too late. I woke up in the middle of the night, had a pretty rough panic attack, man. I haven't had one of those in a bit. And I'm not really sure what it was. I don't think it had to do with breathing, because I have had those before, but I've gone and been tested and everything, and I don't have sleep apnea. Just really bad allergies and stuff in the fall. But anyway, I slept in pretty late today, and I was tired. I did take in a little too much tequila, but that's all right. I'm not really hungover. Good tequila doesn't really do that to you, in my opinion. I'm sure any amount of anything will do that to you, but yeah, not really. I don't think that's it. I think I just woke up in the middle of the night and had that panic attack. I actually ended up taking a shower and everything and taking a Xanax to settle down and get my mind off whatever it was I was so worried about, and it worked, and I fell back asleep. So anyway, I don't know if that's all what's good that's going on with me, but that's, there you go. There's that section. So what am I listening to right now? I have a big, big album. You heard right at the top there. That is a song called Test Pilot by TV on the Radio. It's from their last album, which is Seeds, S-E-E-D-S. That's my favorite album by them. A lot of people think there's some other ones that are better. Dear Science, I know, is a big one. And then we cannot remember the other one I have that has Wolf Like Me or something like that. That one's really good too. Anyway, Seeds I love, and they're not reprinting it anytime soon. And we talked about it, and I spent way too much on a used record, but, you know, I love it, man. I'm going to play it a lot, and it's a big record for me. And so, whatever, man. So that's what you heard there at the top. Great album from top to bottom. If you like TV on the Radio, you're going to really like this one. It's a little different from their other stuff, but it's fantastic. I'm ready for them anytime they want. It's been a decade now. Put a new album out, guys. Come on. They're not broken up. They just haven't recorded a new album. So that would be incredible if they would. Other than that, on music, I mean, there's not a lot. I've got another order coming from Vinyl Moon, so that would be the collection number 101. That should be here pretty soon. I did order an extra album. I cannot remember what the hell it's called. That's horrible, but I had seen it on there. Sometimes they'll send you emails and they'll say, hey, your album's coming, take a look at these other ones, you can add to it, there's no extra shipping or whatever, and you'll get a discount. So I did add one of the other musicians that they have signed or whatever, and it's pretty cool. I look forward to getting it, because it's kind of a hip-hop vibe. I don't know, it's interesting. I remember listening to the music, I just don't remember what it's called. Anyway, I look forward to that coming. It'll probably be this week or so. And I know Seeds by TV on the Radio will be here this coming week. So that's cool. What have I been watching? Not much. I mean, we did finish Fargo Season 5, which, by the way, guys, holy shit, is that amazing. Dude, that Season 5 is incredible. Now, I will say this. There's an aspect to it that is something that we see a lot in our movie and TV shows right now. And some of you may be turned off as soon as I say this, but you know how they purposely try and make different people the heroes, different kinds of people? We're always used to a guy, right? And primarily a white guy that's the hero. But they chose a little different on this. They went with a female. They went with another female who is Hispanic. And they went with an African-American police officer, you know. But it didn't matter, man. It made sense. And I just think that we have to get to a point where I do think there's a lot of TV shows and movies and stuff that do that, and they like jam it down your throat, you know, and they really do it. They do it with people of alternate sexualities a lot too. And it kind of, it comes off a little weird, you know, but this didn't, this fit, it worked perfectly. So there you go. And I'm trying to think of what else. That's really about it. I haven't really watched anything else new. There's some things I want to watch. I just haven't yet. Let's see. Reading? Nothing, really. I need to. I just haven't. It's horrible. Gaming? You know, I did download some emulators on my phone. And I told you guys I got that controller that fits with my phone with the Fold 5. And I'm looking forward to trying out some emulated, you know, Dreamcast and GameCube and even Switch on there, and just seeing how that works out. That looks pretty good. And I might get into some of that. I don't know. But really, I just don't have a ton of time to game. Podcasts, nothing new. Nothing new at all. Pretty much the same exact stuff I told you last time. The last episode where of the survival one, Real Survival or whatever, the last episode that I listened to where they were climbing Mount Everest, I believe, that was amazing, dude. That one was, that story was incredible, and just top-notch stuff. So if you like that sort of thing, check it out. Trust me, I think you'll end up liking it. All right, guys, that is all I have this time around. I appreciate you guys listening. Hopefully have another episode for you guys next week. Not the most exciting episode this week, but hey, there it is. Can't do much about it. Later, guys. Bye.